Not only did he search, he explores and examines everything. Woo. Even sounding the profound and what? Bottomless things of God. Did you hear what he said? What you mean bottomless? It doesn't have a bottom to it. God got some stuff. You dig and dig and dig. You'll never find the bottom. They're bottomless. All right? Bottomless things of God. The divine counsel and things hidden and beyond man's scrutiny. His ability to search, examine, and investigate is beyond his ability to do what? Search it out, examine it, and investigate it. The bottomless things of God. All right. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise God. Got to move on. I probably have to bag up, but let me move on because I got to get to you. Verse 11 says, for what person perceives, know, and understand what passes? Now, here we go. What passes through a man, what? Thoughts, except a man's own spirit. Now, you don't know what goes through my mind, but my spirit does. You got to get this. My spirit knows. You may know some things I think of about what I express, but my spirit knows every thought. That's why if it's not right, you take it captive. And throw it, cast it down. If your spirit knows every thought that comes to you, then listen to what he said. What man perceive? What man? What passes? Let me start verse 11. For what person perceives, knows, and understands what passes through a man's thoughts except the man's own spirit within him? Just so no one discerns, come to know, and comprehend the thoughts of God except who? Who? Now we have not received what? The spirit that belongs to the world, but what? But the Holy Spirit, who is from God, gives to us what? That we might realize, comprehend, grasp, appreciate, the gifts of divine favor and blessing so freely and lavishly bestowed on us by God. The Holy Spirit in your spirit know every thought that goes through the mind of God. And he's in your spirit to reveal God's thoughts. You notice what he said? Let me say this. You notice what he said in Isaiah 55:8-9? My thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither your ways are my way. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my thoughts than your thoughts, and my ways than your way. But you notice now, when we get down to the end of this chapter, it'll say, it was that verse will say, and I'm not going there now, but just want to bring this out. This verse says, but we have the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. In Isaiah, he said, his thought wasn't our thought. But now we are born again. What are he saying? Get his thoughts in our thoughts. Let his thought become our thoughts. Let his way become our way. All right. Hear what he said. Now we have not received the Spirit. Now we have not received the Spirit that belongs to the world, but the Holy Spirit, who is from God, given to us, that we might realize and comprehend and appreciate the gifts. You know why many people don't appreciate the 9 gifts of the Spirit? Because they hadn't grasped it yet. When you go around saying that's of the devil, how are you going to grasp something from God, calling God's stuff the devil stuff? Do you know salvation is a gift? For by grace are you saved through faith, and now you say it's a gift. See, when you got saved, you can appreciate the gifts. Do you not know that the Holy Spirit is a gift? But ye shall receive what? Power after the Holy Ghost that come upon you shall be witness unto me both in Jerusalem, Judea. For the promise is unto you and your children to all that are far. It's a gift. Peter told him that. Did not Jesus say, I'm leaving, but I'm going to send you another comforter, a gift? You didn't buy it. You didn't purchase. He was given to you. Huh? Do you not know you didn't have no faith, no God kind of faith until you got saved? It was a gift. Huh? Do you not know you didn't have the God kind of peace until you got born again and recognized God was your Father and you could trust Him and He gave you peace? It's a gift. Do you not know that wisdom came from God? And He said, if you lack it, I'll give it to you. He didn't say, I'll sell it to you. It's a gift. Do you not know that wisdom made everything? I'm going to read it this minute. Wisdom made everything you see and don't see and then can't tell you how to do it. Amen.